The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
As I like to be free, I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
San Quentin has a lot of programs to prepare inmates for life after prison. One of them is GRIP, or Guiding Rage into Power. It's a 52-week program that teaches the men how to stop their violent behavior, cultivate mindfulness, understand victim impact, and develop emotional intelligence. From the San Quentin Prison Report, Lewis A. Scott has the story.
My name is Jacques Verdun. I started working in prison about 18 years ago. I represent the community, and we're trying to prevent re-victimization.
Jacques Verdun is the founder of GRIP, a self-help group here at San Quentin State Prison.
GRIP is like a comprehensive offender accountability program, and it's like a best practices methodology.
The acronym stands for Guiding Rage into Power. The program lasts for 52 weeks, and the curriculum is tough.
So we felt there were like four elements that we wanted to address. The first one is learning how to understand and stop my violence.
My name is John Lamb, and this is an apology letter to the family of Matthew Sievert. Understand what I say will never restore what I senselessly took away from you. It is in that light, for one reason or another, my words always seemed inadequate when I began writing you this letter.
Second one is developing emotional intelligence.
It has taken me a long time to accept accountability for Matthew's death. I defer blame away from myself and hid in denial by blame others. I was self-centered. I only thought of myself and what I was going through.
Third one is cultivating mindfulness.
I understand I did not have the right to take the life of Matthew. I imposed myself on Matthew's right to life, and your family and friends' right to have him in your lives. I am deeply remorseful for the grief and suffering I have brought into your life. I sincerely apologize with all my heart for your hurt, pain, and loss of your son, loved one, and dear friend.
And the fourth is understanding victim impact.
As the world celebrates the holidays, you are mourning the loss of your son. I know that not only the holidays, but in each day for you is a tragic reminder of the loss you have suffered because of me.
We have about 34,000 lifers in the state. Many of them have done their work and could be released. You take the emotion out of it and you just follow common sense and the data, you see that many of those folks could be released without any public safety concerns.
I sent this to the victim's office services, but it was returned to me. Because it said that they no longer accept letters from offenders.
Office of Victim Services normally acts as a mediator between the offender and the victim. Their funding was cut, so they can no longer provide those services. But the GRIP program keeps moving forward, encouraging participants to guide rage into power. For San Quentin Prison Report, I'm Lewis A. Scott.